Hi, this is Scott Paddock, president of Chicagoland Speedway, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, on the road with Dane, live here at Chicagoland Speedway, the epicenter of racing in America as we speak, and honored to have with us, the guy with his hand on the pulse of so much of it, and here again as NASCAR has made its way to Chicagoland, president of Chicagoland Speedway, Scott Paddock. Scott, welcome to your home base, of course. Welcome to WGN, and welcome to race weekend.
Well, it's great that it's here. We're excited. You know, this is the one time of year the best stock car drivers on the planet come to Chicago. 4 days of racing excitement and a lot on the line with that Sunday Overton's 400, Dane. And remember, the winning driver automatically punches their ticket for that 16-field playoff race in September. And, boy, there's a lot of names on the outside looking in thus far that have not punched their ticket, and some big ones at that.
Yeah, this is kind of like, it's that time of year where you're assessing kind of how your season has gone. Some of those great names are doing great. Some, like you said, need to step it up and get an opportunity as we switch over to the NBC side of the schedule, talking to some of the Fox folks as they kind of recap what's going on in NBC. As they do that, you hear the different perspectives. Whether it's like, wow, it's going to be really hot out there, so it's going to be really slick, a lot of slick racing, good for fans. For you guys, it's going to be a very nice weekend for the kids off of school to come in and enjoy it. You're the drivers. Some of them look forward to a challenge. Some of them, see a challenge. What do you think?
Well, you're right. Under warm track conditions, the racetrack is very slippery. It doesn't have as much grip. And sometimes the drivers can't go wide open, so it keeps them packed together a little more. So there's going to be a lot more pressure on these drivers given these challenging track conditions. But what that's going to translate to is some great racing action for the fans.
When you think about this, the action is all over the place. You look at the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle 400s that we had the last couple years, and now you look at a time when a lot of kids can get in here and experience racing, walking around the track, and people are going to love this as they get out there today and, of course, tomorrow for the Monster Energy Cup Series. This is a really great way to not only honor the men and women in uniform, to capitalize on all of that kind of festivities that go along with the 4th of July. The place looks great. It's amazing.
Well, NASCAR represents a great slice of Americana. It is the quintessential American sport, and you will see that played up in a big, big way. The patriotism, the pageantry on site all weekend. We've got our Freedom Walk in Champions Park, 15 different military organizations contributing military memorabilia and equipment, representing our storied history dating back to the Civil War. And then when you think summer, you think pool party, right? So we've got Rail Jam in Champions Park, this larger-than-life swimming pool where professional athletes are going to be doing X Games type of competition, wakeboarding, paddleboarding competition, tow line, you name it. And then we're introducing the soundtrack at Chicagoland Speedway this weekend. Four L cars, authentic L cars wrapped in a musical theme, and L car stage. That's the epicenter of music throughout the event weekend. So even if you're not an avid stock car racing fan, this weekend is about much more than that. It's music, it's camping, it's tailgating, it's a festival type of atmosphere to come create some great family memories.
Family memories here, over the course of the 4 days, and of course great memories for the veterans. A lot of great tributes happen in there. I'm glad that you mentioned the soundtrack situation, because I saw, there's some jet planes out there, there's fighters, there's military equipment. I thought maybe I'd miss that great CTA train car battle back of maybe World War II. I missed that, but really it's for the music venue.
It is. It's part of our strategy of bringing Chicago to Chicagoland Speedway, because we get fans from all across the country that are coming to the Chicagoland market, many for the first time. So we want to bring those iconic Chicago branding cues to life in a fun way at the racetrack. And we do that with our food and beverage offerings, with our branding on the track, the Magnificent Mile and a Half in Chicago's fastest loop, and our advertising campaign. And the L cars are the next evolution of that with the soundtrack at Chicagoland Speedway.
I had asked, it's a long way to go to make that key connection to soundtrack the word, because I'm like, well, how do you get those here? I was amazed. Got to tell the listeners, when you come out here tomorrow, Sunday, or later on tonight, they are actual real train cars from the city. How did you move them here?
It wasn't cheap. But you put them on flatbeds and you bring in some cranes and haul them. But what's cool is we literally laid rail track in our Champions Park Midway, so you can move these cars based on how you want to configure them. And then we wrapped each one of them with a different musical genre. We've got a rock and roll car, we've got a country car, a disco car, and a jazz blues car. And we have all of those different genres of music playing all weekend long for the fans to enjoy.
The Overton's 400 is coming up tomorrow here at Chicagoland Speedway. Tickets are going fast. There still are some available. And it's more than just the race. There's a lot of pregame stuff, a concert. Talk about what's happening at the track on Sunday. Sunday?
Well, we kick it off with in that infield fan zone with access to Victory Lane to take photos with the trophy and the pace car. You can be on the red carpet as we do it Oscar style, interviewing the drivers as they head down for their last marching orders, viewing what's going on in the garage with tech inspection, front row seat for pre-race intros, and that Randy Houser concert. Country music star Randy Houser going to be doing an hour-long pre-race set. He's going to pass the mic to Jim Cornelison, the one and only legendary Blackhawk anthem singer who's going to belt out those famous lyrics of our anthem. And then we're going to give the command to start the race. And the one and only Charles Peanut Tillman is going to be the honorary pace car driver leading the field on Sunday.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. It's a little something for everybody. I talked with Jim Cornelison before. He is so pumped to do this. He absolutely loves it. You know, he did the Indianapolis 500 as well. It's great to have him here in the Chicagoland area, again, kind of inspiring people, kind of kicking off that part of the excitement. So I know you got to get back to work kind of running this show here, and I wish everybody would get out and see. And thanks, Scott, again, for jumping on the show today.
Thanks a lot. Always a pleasure to have you out here, Dane.